William Edward Burghardt Dubois was born on February 23, 1868, in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, to parents of a mixed African, French, and Dutch descent. Despite being one of the few non-whites around, he rarely faced the racism so predominant throughout the country. But as he got older, it crept in bit by bit. Instead of letting it defeat him, however, it drove Dubois to succeed with an even greater desire. Even in early high school, Dubois felt the need for African Americans to organize and unite in order to achieve their proper rights. He attended Fisk University in Nashville, and in 1895 he earned a PhD from Harvard University. He later taught economics and history at Atlanta University. Dubois was one of the first exponents of full and immediate racial equality. In 1909, he co-founded the National Negro Committee, which in 1910 became the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Until 1932, he also edited the NAACP magazine, The Crisis. In 1900, Dubois was in London and met with a group of people dedicated to advocating the civil rights of African Americans and their descendants. This group was the Pan-African Association. Despite the organization surviving only 2 years, Dubois' position as the head of the group solidified his place in history as the father of Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism is about the necessity for unity among Africans and their descendants and of their working together to defeat racism and prejudice. At the Pan-African Association conference, Dubois said, "The problem of the 20th century is the problem of the color line." And this theme was often expanded upon in several essays written over the next several years and collected and published in 1903 as The Souls of Black Folk. The thrust of these essays was the divided nature of the African American, that by the color of the skin as well as by being American, that they had two identities and that they carried the veil of racism that kept African Americans not only from being seen by whites, but also from seeing themselves. Of this conflict, Dubois wrote, "One ever feels his two-ness, an American, a Negro, two souls, two thoughts, two unreconciled strivings, two warring ideals in one dog body, whose dogged strength alone keeps it from being as under." On August 27, 1963, the day before the March on Washington, W.E.B. Du Bois passed away.